It's been a tough couple of weeks for Vermont's clean water infrastructure. Water main breaks in Montpelier and Brattleboro flooded downtown businesses, and in Winooski, part of the city was on a boil water notice, and the school shut down for a day after a water main break. Vermont has a lot of old pipes buried under the ground, and experts say without a massive investment, we're bound to see more property loss and flooding. VPR's Howard Weiss-Tisman has more.
Want to go to that ring, Dad?
The Brattleboro Public Works Department says crews will probably be cleaning up the mess on Main Street into next week. A broken valve let loose about 160,000 gallons of water in the center of downtown. Three businesses had to shut down, traffic backed up, and crews had to deal with ice buildup while they tried to put the sidewalk back together.
We're having trouble trying to get a good shutdown with all the valve boxes that we need to get into and stuff like that. They're all frozen, so we couldn't get to access the actual nut to operate the valve to get a good shutdown. Took a lot of time to try and do that, but we ended up getting it.
That's Mike Earl, Brattleboro's utilities supervisor. Earl says the department knows they have rusting valves and fixtures all over town, and water main breaks like this, they're just bound to happen.
I think it's like the third one that we've had this year, or in the past couple years, so there's a lot of old stuff that was put in that's starting to come back on us, you know.
And Brattleboro's hardly the only Vermont town with old stuff that's starting to come back. Montpelier had three water main breaks over the past few weeks, including one that flooded downtown streets during a cold snap.
It seems to be happening more now than it used to, and that's definitely gotten our attention.
Ellen Pardoring is with the Agency of Natural Resources. Pardoring says Vermont municipalities need to put some money away and start fixing things underground before they break. But Pardoring knows there are a lot of demands on municipal budgets, and it's easy to ignore rusting pipes.
In an out-of-sight, out-of-mind situation, so deferred maintenance is something that's happened because, you know, there's only so much money to go around. So in the winter, when especially with the seesawing of temperatures, that just makes the problem worse.
The American Society of Civil Engineers gave Vermont a C- on its last clean water infrastructure report card. For VPR News, I'm Howard Weiss-Tisman in Brattleboro.